Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, family? What's good, y'all? It's your boy, Minister Bernard Marrow, back for another broadcast of By Faith Be Good, an hour of faith-building encouragement that will lift up the name of Jesus and draw all God's children unto him. Can I say that again? By Faith Be Good, an hour of faith-building encouragement that will lift up the name of Jesus and draw all God's children unto him. As always, I'm so excited to be back on Purpose Kingdom Network, Block Talk Radio. I'm so excited to be back to share a word with you all from the Lord, to be a vessel for God to use me however he sees fit this evening to help strengthen your faith so that you can press forward by faith, so that you can be victorious, so that you can live the life that God created for you to live, knowing that with God we always win. We never lose, but we always win. The devil is defeated in Jesus' name. And so what's good, family? I'm so excited. This is the 1,271 episode on Purpose Kingdom Network, and we are so grateful to God and all he has done, is doing, and will do on Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank God just for how good he is. And I'm also grateful that this is also the 28th broadcast of By Faith Be Good. And so God is doing some great things. And shout out to my Purpose Kingdom Network family, all of God's messengers. Shout out to my Philadelphia family. Shout out to New Salem Baptist Church. I love you all. Shout out to Chicago. Shout out to Living Word Christian Center, Dr. Bill Winston, First Lady Dr. Veronica Winston. Shout out to everybody all over the world, all of my family. We all are family, right? We are all God's children. And so we are all family. One bloodline, and that is the blood of Jesus Christ. And so, family, we're going to get right into the word tonight. I'm going to, as always, open up with prayer. And we're going to get into the word that God has provided tonight to encourage you and inspire you to press forward by faith. It does not matter situations that come your way. It does not matter how the situation looks. You can be certain tonight that everything is going to be all right. And so that's tonight's topic. Be certain. Be certain. And you're going to hear why you can be certain. It's in God's word. I'm not going to give you anything that is not in God's word. I'm going to give you God's word so that you can receive it, install it, live by it, and share it with others, pressing forward by faith. Hallelujah. So let us pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for all you've done. We thank you for all you're doing. We thank you for all you will do. We thank you for how good you are. We thank you for how phenomenal you are. We thank you for how incredible you are. We thank you, God, for how amazing you are. We thank you because there's nobody like you. We thank you because there's no greater love than yours. We thank you, God. We thank you because you're always with us. You're in control. We thank you because it's our responsibility to thank you. This is the day that you have made. And so we come together by faith tonight to rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what has happened, no matter what is happening, no matter what will happen, we come together by faith knowing that we're covered by the blood of the Lamb. We're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Our protection in you is guaranteed. Our victory in you is guaranteed. We come in agreement tonight with your word that you've provided for us to receive, to install, to live by faith, and to share with others. And so, Father, we thank you. We love you. We honor you. You're so awesome, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your word, because your word gives life. Your word heals. Your word delivers. Your word restores. Your word grooms. Your word equips. Your word convicts. Your word, Lord, judges the intent of the heart. And so we thank you for your word, God. We thank you, Lord, that you've blessed us to make your word our foundation, a foundation that can never be shaken. And so, Lord, we thank you for giving us strength, giving us peace, giving us joy, for your love that is unconditional, never-ending, unfailing, and always available to us. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being our keeper, our sustainer. We thank you, God. And so we declare, have your way tonight, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we're not focused on how people are watching us. We're not focused on what people are saying. We come boldly to your throne of grace tonight, God, to give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise as we receive the word that you've provided to go forth tonight. In the name of Jesus, we bind every distraction. We bind anything that is trying to interfere with your will being done. We bind every spirit that is not like you. In the name of Jesus, we're going to worship tonight. We're going to receive your word tonight. We're going to give you praise tonight. And we declare by faith that somebody will rise to say, what must I do to be saved? That somebody will rise to accept Jesus Christ, your son, God. Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Oh, that is the focus of tonight and every night that we are on Purpose Kingdom Network. We come together so that the lost souls can be found, so that we can be so unified, God, that you will be glorified. We come together, Lord, so nobody loses, but all of your children wins, and you get all the honor, the glory, and the praise. So have your way tonight, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Holy Spirit. Set the atmosphere all over this world, wherever your children are, all who are listening, all who are under the sound of my voice. Set the atmosphere in every home, every community, every job, wherever your children are tonight, in every car, every plane, bus, truck, wherever your children are. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Teach us all things. Bring all things back to our remembrance. And show us things to come. Intercede tonight. Take control tonight. We invite you in permanently. We invite you in to take control and to have your way. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing like a good prayer. Amen. Always got to have prayer before we do anything, because we want God to have his way. We don't want to have our way. We want God to have his way. We want the Holy Spirit to take control, but we got to invite the Holy Spirit in so that he can take control. That's right, he, so that he can take control. I didn't say it. I said he. So he can take control. It's such a blessing to start off with prayer so that God can just step in and lead us in the right direction, show us how he wants done what he wants done, and so that we can be effective, and we can press forward in the way that he's created, ordained, anointed, appointed, and equipped us to, by faith in Jesus' name. And so, family, tonight we're going to focus on the topic, be certain, be certain. And you're going to find out why you can be certain. A lot of times, you know, we deal with so much in this world. This world is it's like this world has a virus. And this world is contaminated and sick from a virus, which, of course, there's COVID-19 and coronavirus. But I'm just speaking on another level. I'm not talking about COVID. I'm not talking about the coronavirus. I'm just saying spiritually, it's like there's a virus in this world that is festering, and it's up to the children of God to rise up and get in our rightful place so that we can take control, and so that the change that we need to see take place in this world will take place, because God has given us dominion. He's given us power. He's created us to be powerful. He's anointed us. Come on, through the Holy Spirit, He's anointed us to be effective in fulfilling the purpose that He assigned to our lives to fulfill. We know that the world was cursed when Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit and God kicked them out of the Garden of Eden. And so here's the good news about that. Those who are in Christ are not under the curse. Those who are in Christ are not under the curse. And that's why God said in His word in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, "For there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus." That word now, it means something. And so, family, I just want to encourage you. That word now, it means something, because it's also in the scripture that God gave me to use tonight. And the word now, it says at the present time or moment. All right, this is the definition of the word now, at the present time or moment. And so in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, God said in this word that there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And so the reason why God has given me all this to say right now is because He's created us to be certain, because no matter what happens in this world, no matter what's taking place in this world and around us, we can be certain that God will always show up for us. We can be certain that He'll always make a way. We can be certain that He'll supply our every need. We can be certain that He'll always heal. He'll always restore. He'll always make us whole. He'll always mend every broken heart. He'll sustain our mind. Why? Because He's a heart fixer and a mind regulator. And so God has given me this topic tonight. Be certain. You know, no matter what's happening in this world, we deal with a lot. We deal with a lot. And so here's why I share with you all the definition of now, because here's our focus scripture for the night. And here's why you can be certain. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, in the King James Version, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence seen." It says now faith, not yesterday faith, not tomorrow's faith, not in the future faith. It says now faith. That means you got to have faith now. You got to have faith now to be effective. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Why is Minister Merrill saying that? Because you are free. If you are in Christ, who the Son sets free, is truly free indeed. And so if you are in Christ and you've been set free, you can be certain. No matter what happened in this world, no matter what's happening, what has happened, what will happen, you can be certain that you and your family will be all right. God downloaded something in me earlier that I'm going to share on social media. I didn't get a chance to, but, you know, the Lord just randomly downloaded in my spirit earlier. He says, when you pray and intercede on others' behalf, God, He will do it because of the favor He has on your life. And so because you have God's favor, you got the favor of the Lord on your life, God will move on others' behalf upon your request because you have favor. And so because we got the favor of God on our lives, because we are anointed and appointed, because we are equipped to be effective, come on, not only can we speak God's word over our lives and be certain that it'll manifest, we can be certain that we can speak God's word on others' behalf and it will manifest. Not saying that God won't do what He promised to do in other people's lives only when you pray. That's why God is so good, because He'll do it anyway. There's so many people in this world who are not saved. There's so many people in this world who are not living according to God's will, but they're still here. They still have a place to stay. They still have clothes to wear, food to eat, and all that they have. And so God is still good. He's still covering them. He's still blessing them. He's still doing great things in their lives. But also, God downloaded that in me. Here's why, family. He downloaded that in me to show how effective we are when we function by faith, when God's word is our foundation. He downloaded that in me for the simple fact that because of what's happening in this world, we should not be sitting around watching it happen. We should be rising up and declaring the word of the Lord so that what we need to see take place in this earth, the change that we've been praying for. If you've been praying, if you've been declaring God's word, and you've been praying for change, then guess what? By faith, it's going to happen. Don't worry about how it looks. You just got to continue to press forward by faith. You know, it's our responsibility to add value to the world. It's our responsibility. That's why it's so important that we use the gifts that God has given us. That's why it's so important that we get into God's word and get his word established in our inner self, our core, you know, because what's in us is what's going to come out of us. And so that's why also it's important that we stay focused. So here's where the topic be certain comes from. Okay, so Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. In the King James Version, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But here's what God said in the New Living Translation. It says, faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not see. I'm going to read it again in the New Living Translation. All right? So the King James Version, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But in the New Living Translation, it says, faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not see. And so that's why God gave me the word tonight. Be certain. It don't matter what the situation looks like. You can be certain that everything is going to be all right. It doesn't matter if it looks like you're broke. You're certain that he's going, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory that is in Christ Jesus. It doesn't matter if you feel weak in your body. You can be certain that he's going to give you strength because in your weakness, his strength is made perfect. Come on. His grace is sufficient. Come on. Come on. That's why you can be certain tonight, because it doesn't matter if it seems like you're in a situation that you can't get out of. You can be certain that he's going to deliver you. You can be certain of what you do not see. It does not matter that the car is not in the driveway. I'm certain that I'll have one. Come on. It doesn't matter that it looks like I don't have anywhere to go or I need a place to stay. I'm certain that God has a house with my name on it. And let's not just get caught up on the materialistic things or the monetary things, but this is how God created us to function and to operate by faith, to be certain that everything he promised in this word, it is so. It doesn't matter if it looks like the enemy is trying to come at you. It doesn't matter if he's plotting, if he's trying to trick you or scheme or scam. I'm certain that the enemy is already defeated in Jesus' name. I'm certain because Jesus came to the world to show us the way. He humbled himself. He allowed himself, come on, to be arrested. He was our example of faith, and then he allowed himself to be arrested. Come on, he was our example of how to live according to God's will and be about our Father's business. But then he allowed himself to be arrested. He allowed himself to be whipped. Come on, he allowed himself to be sentenced to death. And come on, he humbled himself and carried his own cross to a place called Calvary. Come on. And then he humbled himself further, right? And he allowed the Roman soldiers to nail him to the cross. He allowed them to lift him up because he already knew once he was lifted up that he would draw all men unto him. And so he humbled himself further and stayed on the cross. He shed his blood. He took the penalty of sin on our behalf. Come on. So that we can be reconciled back to the Father, so that we can be forgiven, so that we can be redeemed, so that we can be made whole, right? So that we can be put back in right standing with God, right? And then as he shed his blood, he hung his head, and he gave up his spirit and died. And he went to hell and took the keys to hell and the grave, and he set the captive free. And 3 days later, he rose with all power in his hand. So So it does not matter what the enemy is trying, because we're certain that Jesus already defeated them. Come on. It does not matter what's happening in this world, because I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm not living under the curse. I'm living through Christ. Come on. I'm living as a child of God. I'm living I'm living fearfully and wonderfully made. Come on. I'm living as a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. I'm living perfected in Christ. Come on. I'm living because for the Lord is good and his mercy endure forever. And so this is why we can be certain tonight. It don't matter what's happening with this pandemic. Come on. We don't depend on man. We depend on God. And so I know we're waiting for that second round of stimulus check, but come on, we can't depend on God. Devil, you're a liar. We can't depend on man. We can depend on God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. So here's the thing, family. Faith, you know, faith is to believe in and have full assurance of something. And I'm going to take my time. I know I got excited. And the enemy tried to switch my words around, but the devil is a liar, and he's defeated in Jesus' name, and I'm certain of it. And so let me take my time tonight. And so when it comes to being certain, family, faith is to believe in and have full assurance of something, right? Having faith in God, having faith is centered. Having faith is God-centered, not man-centered. And I want to say that again. You know, when it comes to having faith is to believe in and have full assurance of something, right? And so I'm going to change something to someone, because having faith is God, having faith that is God-centered and not man-centered. Having faith in who God is and having faith in his word. Total dependence on God and a willingness to do his will. This is what faith is. Having a total dependence on God and a willingness to do his will. Faith goes beyond mental assent. It is an active confidence in what God will do. Come on, I need somebody to write that down tonight. I don't want you to hear this word that God gave through the Holy Spirit, all right, and walk away from this broadcast not remembering or not meditating on or not being able to be effective with what the Holy Spirit is speaking through me tonight. And so if you have to, come on, take notes. So that you can go back to the, first of all, so you can go back to God's word first. And then you can meditate on God's word and also what he's provided through his messenger, through the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And so faith is having total dependence on God and a willingness to do his will. Faith goes beyond mental assent. It is an active confidence in what God will do. This is why you can be certain, family, because I'm completely confident that God will do what he promised. I done been through a lot. You done been through a lot. And each and every one of us that is listening tonight under the sound of my voice, all of us have experienced God moving on our behalf. All of us have experienced God being Jehovah Jireh, our provider. All of us have experienced God being Jehovah Rapha, our healer. All of us have experienced God being El Shaddai, God Almighty. Come on. All of us have experienced, whoo, I feel my help. I need to take my time. All of us have experienced our Lord Jesus Christ being a wonderful counselor. Come on. He counseled us through some situations that we thought we were going to lose our mind in the midst of it. Come on. All of us have experienced God's peace that passeth all understanding, that keeps our hearts and minds through his son, Jesus Christ. when you thought you were going to go crazy, when you didn't know how you was going to react, when you didn't know how you was going to respond to losing a loved one, when you didn't know how you was going to respond to a situation, when you didn't know how you was going to handle the enemy coming at your mind, God gave you his peace that surpasseth all understanding, and it kept your heart and mind through his son, Jesus Christ. That's why all of us have had moments where we've looked back over our lives and said, I don't know how I made it through, but all I can say it was by the grace of God that I made it this far. I don't know how I made it out of that situation, because I should have lost my mind. I should have gave up. I should have gave in. I should have quit. I should have threw in the towel. I should not be here. But I'm standing here today to say that I'm certain, because of what God has done in my life before, I know no matter what comes my way, he'll do it again. He'll do it again. He'll do it again. Woo! Thank you, God. He'll do it again. All right. And so here we are, family. The word certain. The word certain. Yes, God. Woo! The word certain. The definition for the word certain is known for sure, established beyond doubt. That is the definition of certain. I know for sure God is real. Come on, come on, family. I know for sure that he saved my life. I know for sure that he saved me out of my own mess. Come on, I know. That's certain. Come on, come on. And then the definition says established beyond doubt. That means I have absolutely no doubt at all, because I'm certain that God is in control. It doesn't matter who the president, it doesn't matter who the mayor, who the senator, the secretary, council person. Listen, it does not matter. It does not matter, because we don't depend on man. We depend on God, and we have to be certain without a shadow of a doubt. What else do certain mean? What are other definitions of being certain? And being certain by faith is being assured, being fully assured. Come on. Being certain is being confident. Come on. You're certain because what you believe is an absolute. Woo! Come on. Write this down, family. You are certain because what you believe is an absolute. It's not a what if. It's not a wondering. What if he's real? What if he's able? What if No. Everything in God is absolute, because he said in his word in the book of Corinthians, all of his promises are yea and amen. Come on. All of his promises are yes and amen. We say amen to come in agreement with God's word. And so you can be certain because you believe in God. You believe in his word, and that's an absolute. It's an absolute because you'll get absolute results. Come on, everything in God is guaranteed. Your protection, your life, your health, come on, your victories in every situation, you being effective in the assignment he assigned to your life, the purpose that he assigned to your life to fulfill, the gifts that he's given you to give him the glory and help, encourage, and inspire others are absolute. To be certain is to be doubtless. To be certain is to be doubtless. Remember, you don't have not a doubt in your mind that God is real. Come on, everybody, you've already experienced God doing some things in your life. There's some situations, come on, that really should have took us out. But because of who God is, because of his grace and his mercy, because we were in faith, we got saved. Come on, we got spared. We got covered. Come on, family, hallelujah. Being certain is not wavering. I'm not going to waver in my faith. I'm not going to waver. I'm certain. I'm certain. I'm not going to wonder. I'm not going to try to figure out things on my own. I'm not going to lean to my own understanding. I'm certain. I've had a relationship with Christ too long, and even if you are a beginner, even if you've just started focusing on your relationship with Jesus Christ, Come on, it doesn't matter the obstacles or challenges that come your way, because with God, you will never be disappointed. It's in his word in Romans chapter 10, verse 11. With God, you will never be disappointed. You can be certain. Don't let the enemy try to put you in your feelings. You got to stay in faith. You're not effective when you're in your feelings. You're only effective when you have strong faith. And so if you are a babe in Christ, don't get fearful. Don't worry, because God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Come on. And some of us, we say, hey, listen, we've been in relationship with Jesus Christ for too long to not be certain. But if you are a babe in Christ, you can be certain as well, because you're in position to get to know the Father. Hallelujah. You're in position to get to know him and to get to know yourself through him, who he created you to be. Hallelujah. To be certain, family, is to be satisfied. Come on, write it down. To be certain is to be satisfied. I got Jesus down on the inside, and I'm satisfied with him. Come on, I'm satisfied. I didn't pray too many times and got the results of what I prayed for. I'm satisfied. Come on, God then showed himself to me. I'm satisfied. Come on, I'm certain. I'm satisfied that if man is not acting right, if the world is not acting right, I'm satisfied with God. You ain't got to lose your mind. You ain't got to get scared. You ain't got to panic. Be certain tonight. To be certain is to not be moved. To be certain is to not be moved. Come on, we're talking about Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. The King James Version, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But in the New Living Translation, in God's word, it's still God's word. He says, faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not see. Come on, we serve an unseen God, but he's just as real as that TV that's sitting in your living room. He's just as real as your family member that is living in your house. Come on, he's real. He's real. And you got to be certain that he's real so that he can show up and show out in your life. You got to be certain, and to be certain is to have faith. It's to have strong faith. To be certain is to not be moved. I'm not going to let people talk me out of what God already spoke to me. Come on, family. I'm not going to let God talk me out of. I'm not going to let people talk me out of what God already spoke to me. God already gave you a vision. He already revealed his plan for your life. He's already given you a concept. He's already given you instruction. He's already given you ideas. He's already given you innovative ideas. He's already given you wisdom. And so when you're in faith and you're certain, you will not be moved. David said in the book of Psalms, in my prosperity I shall not be moved. And so being certain, no matter the situation that's before you, you're not going to waver. You're not going to get out of position. You're not going to fumble. You're not going to fall. You're going to be certain. You're going to stay focused. You're going to be what God said in his word. You're going to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, because your work in him is not in vain. I'm certain. Ain't nobody going to talk me out of receiving what God got in store for me. I'm certain. That's the mindset you got to have. Come on. I'm not promoting negativity. Come on. We can't be arrogant. We got to remain humble. All right? We can't be negative about it, but we have to remain, you know, we got to be humble and we got to walk in love. But we can be bold about what God promised. We can be bold in our relationship with him. Come on, I'm not gonna let nobody move me out the way for what I prayed for. And I've shared that analogy with you all before, and the Holy Ghost told me to share it with you all again. You know, when you pray, at that moment after you pray, you're in line for what you prayed for. And what happens is a lot of times we pray and then we're in line for what we pray for, but because of worrying, because of fear, because of frustration, because of doubt, you get out of line and go pray again just to get back in line when you are already in line. And so you can't let nobody talk you out of line. You can't let your feelings move you out of line. You can't let situations that come your way push you out of line. You got to be certain, and being certain is to not be moved. I'm going to enjoy this life God has given us. Come on, to live life and life more abundantly. Come on, you worked hard for that job. You worked hard for that house. You worked hard for that career. You worked hard in college, in that school, for that education. Don't allow yourself to be moved. Don't allow yourself to get out of position. Be certain. Be certain. Be certain. Hallelujah. And so, family, being certain is being sure of what you hope for. It's knowing because of who God is, you can make your request known and he'll show up for you. Come on, write this down. This is confirmation. This is an affirmation. Come on, you got to write this down and speak it every day of your life. This is what's going to set the tone of your day. Come on, come on. When you got to understand how powerful your words are. I'm speaking to somebody tonight. The Lord is telling me. I'm speaking directly to somebody tonight. You got to understand how powerful your words are. You got power to set the tone of your day. Come on, don't wake up talking about, oh, I'm going to be tired today. Guess what? You're going to be tired. Oh, this day going to suck. Guess what? It's going to suck. Oh, it's going to be a bad day. Oh, this ain't nothing going to go right today. Guess what? That's what's going to happen because you're releasing it into the atmosphere. You got power to control your environment. And so you can set the tone of your day. And so you got to, you know, I pray you write this down. Being sure of what you hope for is knowing because of who God is, you can make your request known and he'll show up for you. You got to wake up in the morning. Listen, I'm certain this day, today is a blessed day. Everything is going to work for my good. I'm going to overcome every obstacle. I'm going to press through every challenge. I am not going to be stressed out. I'm going to complete every assignment. I'm going to accomplish every goal. I'm going to have all that I need. I'm going to be safe today and every day. My children are going to be safe. My family is going to be safe. In the name of Jesus. Come on, you got to speak God's word. What did he say in his word in Psalms 91? In Psalms 91, what did God say in his word? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. But what else did God say in his word? What else did God say in his word? That he will order his angels to keep us in all of our ways. What else did God say in this word? That he will satisfy us with long life. And so you got to speak that in Jesus' name. Come on, when you start your day, you can be certain to declare. You got to speak God's word. That's how we pray effectively. That's how the angels respond, because they respond to God's word. And so when you get up in the morning, you got to speak God's word. I am in the secret place of the Most High. I am in the shadow of the Almighty. He's ordering his angels to keep me in all my ways today. I am not going to be stressed out. I am not going to be fearful. Come on. He's satisfied. No matter how I feel in my body, he's satisfying me with long life in Jesus' name. No matter what the doctors say, he's satisfying me with long life in Jesus' name. We say in Jesus' name because that's where the power is. That's what activates what we say. When we speak God's word, his word, in Jesus' name, his word becomes our reality. Because he said in this word that his word is at work in those who believe. God's word becomes your reality when you speak it by faith in Jesus' name. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. You're more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ, who loves you. God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to his power that worketh within us. We shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost shall come upon us, and we can be a witness unto all of God's great works. Come on, God, he is divine. We are the branches, because we abide in him and him in us, the same bring forth much fruit, for without him we can do nothing. Come on, we declare the word of the Lord tonight. Start speaking God's word where you are, whatever you need, whatever you want God to do. Come on, however you want to experience God, speak his word. Don't lean to your own understanding. Speak his word tonight. Come on, let's go to Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. For we are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to all who believe. Come on, come on. For we are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God, for it is the power of God unto salvation to all who believe. And then Romans chapter 1, verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. The just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. Start speaking God's word. Come on, Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 3:16, for all scriptures are given by inspiration of God and is profitable for reproof, for doctrine, correction, and instruction of righteousness. Come on, you got to speak God's word. You got to speak God's word. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. This is how we get through our day. This is how we strengthen our faith. Because God said in his word in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, now faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You got to get in God's word and learn God's word. Meditate on God's word. Let God through his word. Get a revelation through his word. Get understanding through his word. Get knowledge through his word. Get wisdom through his word. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve, family. What a mighty God we serve. You can be certain tonight. You can be certain tonight. God said in his word in Psalms 34 and verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed are those that trust in him. Be certain tonight. Having faith is having an expectation for what you believe will come to pass. And then God says in his word, and certain of what you do not see. And so if you have an expectation of what you believe that you want to take place in your life, you can be certain even though you don't see it. Thank you, Holy Ghost. No matter how the situation looks, believe that by faith we good. You got to believe that by faith we good. That's why God gave me that title, by faith we good. I shared the story with you all. I don't have to keep going over it. But you already know, 4 years ago, I posted up the daily post on social media, and God gave me a hashtag, by faith be good. And here's the thing. I was faithful with it, so God gave me a vision for it. That's another word for another day. I was faithful with it, so God gave me a vision for it. And this is why you have to be certain, because when you are consistent at what God laid on your heart to do, he'll download vision. He'll download, come on, vision in you to expand, to press forward. He'll provide provision for you to do what he's created you to do. This is why we have to stay focused, family, you know. And so when God gave me by faith be good 4 years ago, you know, I said, yo, that's dope. That's so cool. I said, that's so cool. By faith be good. And I thought about it. I said, well, wait a minute. God said in his word, I'm saved by faith. I'm healed by faith. I'm protected by faith. I receive and I'm provided for by faith. Everything God promised, all of his promises are fulfilled in my life by faith. Yeah. By faith we good. We good. By faith we good. And so this is why we press forward by faith, and this is why you can be certain. You can be certain no matter what happens in your life. You can be certain, family. You're created to be certain. You're not created to be distracted. You're not created to worry. You're not created to wonder. You're not created to doubt. You're created to have faith in God. You're created to have faith in his word. You're created to be certain. And so there may be somebody on here tonight I want to encourage you that you can be certain that if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can be certain that you will be saved. You can be certain that your life will change forever. Your life will change for the better. You can be certain that with God, you'll never be disappointed. You can be certain that if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior tonight, that today starts the first day of the best days of the rest of your life. God said in his word in John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For he sent his son not to condemn the world, but so that the world can be saved through him. God said in his word, family, in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. In Romans chapter 10, verse 13, it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let me give you some good news. Actually, that is the good news. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the word of God. But let me give you some additional good news. It does not matter what your past is. It does not matter how old you are. It does not matter where you are today. It does not matter the decisions you've made, the mistakes you've made, the places you've been, the people you've been around. You can be certain that if you ask for forgiveness tonight, if you repent tonight and you ask God to forgive you and you accept Jesus Christ into your heart and accept him into your life as your Lord and Savior, you can be certain that you will be made whole, all things will become new, and you can press forward by faith, being certain that everything is going to be all right. And so if that's you tonight, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Family, you don't have to fend for yourself. You don't have to try to handle situations on your own. You don't have to overthink every time you're going through something. You don't have to overthink. But you can be certain that if you trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, acknowledge him in all your ways, he will direct your path. If that's you, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned and falling short of your glory. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus, save me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, come into my heart, come into my life, and stay in my life. Holy Spirit, come into my heart, come into my life, stay in my life. In Jesus' name, have your way so that I live according to God's word, his will, and his way. In Jesus' name. Amen. Family, if you just repeated that prayer after me, if you believe it, if you are certain tonight, you just got saved. And that's all it takes. And this is the first day of the best days of the rest of your life. And we encourage you here at Purpose Kingdom Network, we encourage you to get into a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching church where they can help you grow spiritually through the word of God and where y'all can encourage and inspire each other to press forward by faith and be certain that with God, everything is going to be all right. We're going to have Brother Rob come on for announcements, and I'll come back and close out.
Amen, amen. Real quickly, this is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for listening to tonight's program. I'd like to thank you no matter where you're at in the world listening to the show, whether you're online or you're just listening via phone. Just thank you so much. If you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can contact us via email at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We can simply send your comments, questions, concerns. You can say hello or just give us a praise report. We gladly share the news with everyone. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We also invite you to like us on our Facebook page where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. If you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom, where you can simply type in the host name or the show name You can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we thank you so much for sharing with your friends and family members. With God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 8 p.m. hour for the Turning Point. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 8 p.m. hour for the Turning Point. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for just simply supporting us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And with that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcements. And we'll just turn the program over to Minister Bernard Merrill.
Amen. Family, we encourage you to connect with Purpose Kingdom Network. God has many messengers on this network that is available every week to give you a word from the Lord and to help you be strong in faith, to help inspire you to press forward. We thank God for our CEO, Pastor Tylene Daly. We thank God for her diligence, for her commitment, her faithfulness in what God has purposed her to do, and for her obedience and being obedient to God and reaching out to all of us who are a part of the Purpose Kingdom Network family. We give God all the honor, the glory, and the praise. We are here simply to help you live the life that God created you to live, simply so that somebody that is listening out there tonight can accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And you can be searching as you press forward. Family, I just want to share with you, no matter how situations look, we believe by faith we good. We walk by faith and not by sight. So no matter how the situation looks, family, it may look like you can't press forward through a challenge, but by faith you can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. It may look like you're broke and lacking, but God said in his word in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, but my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory that is in Christ Jesus. Don't let what you see dictate what you believe. You can write that down. Don't let what you see dictate what you believe. Because by faith, you're healed. You're delivered. By faith, you'll have all you need. By faith, you're an overcomer. By faith, everything is working for your good. God is working every situation out for your good, on your behalf, in your favor, in every area of your life, every day of your life, for the rest of your life. Why? Because he set it up that way. And there's no limit with God. Come on, I'm in his word. We don't have to press forward according to what we see, but we press forward according to what we know God promised in his word. Why? Because God is faithful. He's faithful, family. You know, God is just so good. Hallelujah. So far, we have seen and experienced that living by faith is established on the word of God. I want to say that again. So far, we all have seen and experienced that living by faith is established on the word of God. But let me remind you from the last broadcast of By Faith We Good, let me remind you of how powerful faith is. When it comes to the power of faith, so Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. And God's word says, by faith we understand that the worlds were formed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. This is the power of faith. And so this leads to a worship that is acceptable to God. When we begin to speak God's language, speaking God's language is speaking his word. If God spoke the world into existence, by how powerful do you think you are if you have a relationship with Jesus Christ? and you got faith and you speak in this word, how powerful do you think you are? You are powerful. God said in this word, in John 15:5, he is the vine, we are the branches. Because we abide in him and him in us, the same bring forth much fruit. For without him, we can do nothing. That means we can do exactly what God can do. The difference is without him, you can't do nothing. You need God. You need God. And so knowing that God formed the world just by speaking the world into existence, knowing that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible, this leads to a worship that is acceptable to God. You gotta take a minute and do an assessment, family. Because you've experienced God moving in your life, that should lead to a worship that is acceptable to God. Because he's always on time, he's perfect in all his ways, he makes no mistakes, and he does all things well. Because he's sovereign, because he's faithful, and he showed up for you every single time, that should lead to a worship that is acceptable to God. God, I worship you because you've shown yourself to me. God, I worship you because I've never lacked with you. God, I worship you because I've been protected. God, I worship you because I've seen what happened to other people, but you've kept me. You've kept me in my right mind. You've kept my family. We pray for other people who are going through. But God, I thank you because you've kept me. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory. Hallelujah. With exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. I'm trying to contain myself. Family, you can be certain tonight and every single day that you press forward. So, family, because we can be certain and reflect on how good God has been to us, which will lead to a worship that is acceptable to God. Family, because we can be certain, we must also be focused. Faith sees the invisible, believes the unbelievable, and receives the impossible. Can I say that again? Faith sees the invisible, believes the unbelievable, and receives the impossible. All we have to do is believe. Faith sees the invisible, believes the unbelievable, and receives the impossible. All we have to do is believe. With God, family, faith is mandatory. And so that's why we walk by faith and not by sight. If you tuned into Monday's motivational moment this week, you know that I've shared with you all what God gave me. The one thing that we need to learn and always remember is to stay focused, and that we must always look to Jesus. You know, and I'll share with you all, and I'll share with you one more time. Renewing your mind and staying focused is knowing to go to God, because that is the first order of business. So don't lean to your own understanding. Don't focus on personal opinions from other people. Get into God's word. Get into God's word and be certain. Be certain that with God you will never fail. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. You're never alone. Even when you're by yourself, you're not alone. And so, family, I pray that you are encouraged and inspired tonight to press forward by faith and be certain. Know that Jesus loves you, and so do I. I love y'all so much. Enjoy the rest of this evening and this weekend, and press forward with your expectations strong. Because when you have great expectations, you have great faith. Come on, family. Y'all already know, by faith we good. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Until next month, for another episode of By Faith We Good, I love you. God bless you. I'm out.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.